higher consciousness that you have all been working toward. You said in your discussion earlier, you are the ones you have been waiting for. You have heard that through many of us that have shared that with you. And it was done for a purpose. It was done so that you would know that you are not receiving saviors from outside of yourself. You are receiving saving within yourself as you find yourself moving higher and higher in vibration to connect with your higher self. For that is what this is all about, the connection to your higher God self, the coming back to that knowing of that connecting. For as you have heard many times, you have never been disconnected. You only have thought that. You have only been programmed to believe that you were disconnected. But never, not one moment in time, in this illusion of separation, have you ever been separated. And that is what you are coming to understand now. That is what you have been waiting for. Waiting to know that you, the remembrance that you are connected once again. And your DNA process is also reconnecting once again. And everything is coming now to a conclusion, even, we will say here, I will say, a conclusion, a culmination, as you move closer and closer to the great changeover that is coming upon you. Cannot give a time or a date for this, for it has not yet been fully determined, but it is coming, and it is coming in the wake of all of the various changes that are occurring on your planet, not only here in this country, as you move closer and closer to this election process and moving past this election process. For this is a process, people. This is a process that you are moving through. As many divisions that are occurring in this country and across the entire planet is bringing the Great Awakening. As you are being brought into various systems of control, what you are calling lockdowns and social distancing and wearing of masks and all of these things is only about control. That's all it has ever been. As the dark forces continue to pull upon their various playbook that they have and reach into it and do everything that they can or everything that they know to do. But everything that they know to do is being countered by those of the forces of light. Every single step is being countered, such as a chess match, and you move your chess pieces, but the dark forces are playing at a third dimensional chess, whereas the forces of light are playing at fifth dimensional chess. If you can understand this analogy. They are playing at a higher vibrational frequency, and in so doing, they know the moves that are being made before they're even made. So everything that is happening has been predetermined. That is what you have to come to know. That is when we say everything is being orchestrated, and it is predetermined in many respects. Yes, it depends on the consciousness of the planet, the consciousness of the human collective here on the planet. All of it depends on that. But the great plan that is in effect is not going to be altered. That is what you have to come to understand. There have been Project A and B, or Plan A and B and C and all of this, but it is all part of the greater plan, and nothing can forestall the greater plan from taking its full course here. And as you are moving through this election, as you are moving through the freedoms that are going to be returning back to you, returning in the sense of the Constitution of this country being reenacted as a republic here, not as a democracy, and certainly not as a socialist environment, for that could never be, because the people are not free in that type of environment. The people must free. Again, not only here in this country, but in the entire planet. This is independence that is coming back. You will even have an Independence Day, not for this country, but for the entire planet. You will be able to look back in times ahead and say, that was the day our independence was declared once again. Just as in your 1776, your July 4th, when the Declaration of Independence was signed at that time, and your freedom began in this country, that declaration will be declared again, but this time for the entire planet. You can call it a reset, you can call it a revaluation, you can call it all of these things that you want to, for all of this is a part of it, including the appearance and the knowing of that you are not alone in this universe. All of you know that already, but the collective consciousness is not fully aware of this yet, even though they know it at a deeper level within themselves. It has not come to their conscious knowing self, but it is coming. It is coming, and there is nothing can stop it from being revealed, just as there is nothing that can stop all of the truth coming forward of all of the force, all of those things that the forces of darkness have incorporated here on this planet. All of this is coming forward. Yes, you will see the mass arrest. They are coming. Cannot again give you a time or time frame for this, but it is coming. It is not going to be held back. It may not be that all walk across the stage in that sense, but you will understand that they have been removed from this planet, for they do not belong here on this planet any longer. Their time is up. And yes, I apologize for being somewhat what is the word here? For being somewhat emotional about this, for it would not appear that we would have emotion, but we do have emotion. We do, when it is a part emotion within the light. That is what we do, and we can show to you. Just as you have emotion here and your emotions take over you at times, so too can we feel that emotion. And we feel it for you. Right now, in these moments, we feel it as everything is rising up. Vibration is rising up. Consciousness is rising up. And again, you are right on the verge, right on the cusp, right on the crescendo, as Sananda likes to say, the finish line. All of this is coming now. Be patient just a little bit longer, for all is going to be revealed. All truth is coming forward. And as Sananda said some time ago, all heaven is coming forth. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness within you, and knowing that the violet flame is in the process of purging out all of the programming that is no longer needed, not only here within each of you, but within the collective consciousness of all of mankind here.